Saturday morning, how are you? It is Ireland's Classic Hits. Trina Mari here and Catherine Fulvio's on the line. Hiya, Catherine.
Hiya, Trina. How are you?
Is it eerily quiet where you are right now in Ballynockan House?
Yes, it is, because we're so used to having visitors and we get people in from all over the world and it's so lovely, and from all over Ireland for the cookery school and the guest house. And it's quiet, but I'm getting used to it slowly. I have plenty of interaction going on because I'm doing a huge amount of online cookery classes, both for Ballynockan Cookery School guests and for transition years and corporate. So I'm seeing inside plenty of people's kitchens and they're seeing inside mine.
So what are the kitchens like in Ireland? Have you seen any ones that you're actually a bit envious of?
Do you know what? I'm not even looking at the kitchen. Because of the lack of connection with people, I'm more interested in who's in the kitchen. And I'm waving a granny in the corner who's a fan or has my cookbook, or I'm oohing and aahing at the family pet or seeing the newborn baby. It's just so lovely. I feel like I'm part of people's lives in that aspect. So it really, for me, is 100% about the connection.
I know. People, people. Sure, you nearly snapped me hand off for an interview today as well, just to talk.
Exactly. I hope you're not on a time schedule here now.
I know. Catherine can talk. It is a 3-hour show, Catherine. I'll just point that out. So listen, Valentine's just around the corner and nobody is going for a meal this Valentine's Day, whether they like it or not. In fact, some people are probably delighted because they'll save 200 quid. But it doesn't mean that you're off the hook, though, when it comes to cooking something nice for your other half. So you've got a telly show all about this.
I think Valentine's is all about the special occasion, you know, making something really special for your loved ones, loved ones. So in a lot of cases, I think it's going to be a family occasion this year for Valentine's, and that's going to be beautiful too. So I have a television show coming out on RTE on Monday, and it is my Valentine's special, Catherine Celebrates Valentine's. And I have some lovely dishes. I'm making a cocktail and a mocktail, and I'm showing how to make a beautiful homemade ravioli with beetroot pasta, and it's a gorgeous goat cheese filling. And then for our main course, I'm doing some beautiful Dublin Bay prawns and giving them a gorgeous marinade with chili and coriander and all of those lovely flavours. And then I'm roasting off some red peppers and some asparagus and serving it all on a bed of beautiful wild rice. And then for dessert, oh my God, I have to have chocolate. So I stayed away from my usual dark chocolate this time and I went with white chocolate. I'm making white chocolate custard puffs with a beautiful strawberry compote on top and oodles of whipped cream on top of it. It is absolutely divine. Yeah. I'll be honest, when I tested the recipe, I ate both of them.
Do you know, Catherine, I think I'd rather a salad. Wouldn't be into any of that.
Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's. You'll be easy to look after.
Mouth watering. Oh my God. Every time I talk to Catherine Fulvio on the show, I get starving. So you're not good for me at all. So I suppose with these kind of ingredients that you mentioned there, they're easy enough to get in a supermarket, because I hate that. You know, in some cookery shows and some cookbooks, and there are ingredients that you've never even heard of, never mind being able to get them in your local supermarket.
Yeah, we're very much trying to spotlight what you can get, and also some Irish ingredients as well have been built into this, like local. I mean, obviously they're trying to be as Irish as they can, but local ingredients, and obviously the Dublin Bay prawns are Irish, but the cocktail has beautiful Wicklow wine in it, a lovely raspberry wine. So these are special occasion drinks as well, you know, and that you can order online, they can be delivered to your door, so it's all available. But in general, everything's available in your local shop.
How long does it take, say, Catherine, from start to finish to make a meal like this?
Well, if you're making the fresh pasta, you want to allow yourself a little bit more time first. I'd say give yourselves a good maybe 4 hours to prepare this. Like, this is an extravagant 3-course meal. Or maybe you might just want to go for the main course and the dessert, which I reckon you'd have done in 2 hours easily. I just think you need to allow a bit longer for the pasta because you might be used to making it.
And can things go wrong? What is the biggest mistake that people would make maybe with a recipe like this?
Depends on the recipe. If it's pasta, when you're making your pasta dough, if it's too wet, it won't roll out properly. So it needs to be a nice dry dough and you make it fresh on the day. I think that's the only way to do it. The prawns, you can overcook the prawns, so just be careful on the cooking time on the prawns, just to make sure they're just on point. And the custards you can do the day beforehand because they need to be chilled anyway. They're served, you know, from the fridge. So that's something, and the same with the strawberry compote, that can be done the day beforehand too.
Okay.
So give yourself just a little bit of time. What can go wrong with the custards will be the melting of the white chocolate. So you just put your chocolate over a saucepan of simmering water and the lowest temperature and just leave it to slowly melt. and make sure the bowl that the chocolate is in isn't touching the simmering water, or your chocolate will go grainy on you or seize. That's all. There's really only three things that can go wrong.
Yeah, yeah. With the prawns then, how long do the prawns take to cook?
So using the spoon-based prawns, they take about no more than 5 minutes to cook. I took them out of the shell for the recipe and marinated them, and really, really quick for the Dublin Bay prawns. If you use other prawns, they'll cook a lot faster. They're cooking no more than 2 minutes.
Now, Catherine, you spend your life cooking, and if you're not actually cooking, you're doing your cookery classes, and I know you're doing loads of them online at the moment. I think they're about 4 hours, are they, those classes that you do?
Yes, not all of them now. Ones on Sundays, which are a reflection of the Ballynockan Cookery School classes. I try to cover everything that we do in Ballynockan Cookery School. So there are about 3 hours with a lot of recipes in it, so with 4 hours. Some people cook along. You don't cook everything, you don't have to. But for corporates and for transition year, they're about an hour and a half, and we work our way through a two-course meal. And it's great because you make a meal for your family, so it's a win-win. You're learning a new skill, you've been entertained, you're having a bit of fun. You can ask as many questions as you want.
So tell me this much, are you going to be cooking for Valentine's Day, or do you get to put your feet up?
I am hoping, I've dropped a huge amount of hints now, I am hoping to put my feet up for Valentine's Day, because I say normally a full house, like I've everybody obviously at home, because schools and universities are closed. I am that mother. What do you want for dinner tonight? That's me. What do you want for lunch? So it would be great if somebody said, what do you want for Valentine's, mother?
Yes, what do you want?
Yeah, yeah. Anything with chocolate, I'd be happy though. You know, I'm simple, you know.
A bar of fruit and nut and she's happy.
Yeah.
Well, listen, lovely to talk to you, Catherine. All the details of your courses are on your website. So you've got two websites, catherinefulvio.com and ballyknockin.com. And the telly show is going to be on RT1 this coming Monday, 7:30. Catherine celebrates Valentine's. Thank you so much.
Happy Valentine's.
This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.